We're dealing in these parshios. We're going to speak really about an issue that comes up in Vayigash, Vayichi, and Shemos, and Vayera. And that is what happens when Klal Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim. In particular, one really intriguing question that some of the Mepharshim are bothered with, and it's one that really, I think, frames a lot for what things are like in Galus. On the one hand, the Medrash tells us in Shemos Rabbah that there is no Shechina that Shoreh in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim seems to have been a uniquely bad place, and the Shechina, the Ribono Shel Olam's presence, whatever that is not Shoreh in Mitzrayim. Aka dekach, that the Or HaChaim points out. That's why in Parshas Vayera, when Moshe Rabbeinu has to daven in regards to one of the Makos, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Tes, and Shmos, Vayomrei Lav Moshe Ketseisi Es Ha'ir, that Moshe can only daven when he leaves the city. Why can't Moshe daven when he's there in Mitzrayim? The reason why he can't daven is because in Mitzrayim, the Shechina is not really there, and therefore Moshe is unable to daven there. However, despite that Rashi and the Medrash and Parshas Vayera, there are a variety of indications that the Shechina actually is Shoreh in Mitzrayim. The most intense one is in Parshas Vayigash, where in Parshas Vayigash, the Ribono Shel Olam tells, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the Ribono Shel Olam tells, Yaakov Avinu, Vayomer Anochi Akel, Elokei Avicha, and Hashem says, let me see if I can find it right here, I'm sorry if not. Oh, it's really long. Sorry. Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, it's Mem Vav Dalet. Ribono Shel Olam says, I'm going to go down with you. Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down to you to Mitzrayim. That seems to be the Ribono Shel Olam telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to come down and be with, tell Yaakov Avinu, he's going to come down and be with Yaakov in Mitzrayim. The Ramban even points out, as does the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, that Unkelus translates this pasuk in a way which is different than how he normally does. Normally, when Unkelus translates a pasuk, Mr. Ribono Shel Olam seems to do something, so we know God has no body. So Unkelus typically tries to avoid that, and Unkelus thinks about it as far as God revealing himself. Dafka here in this pasuk, in Parshas Vayigash, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, Unkelus translated as, I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim. That's very atypical for the way that Unkelus typically translates pasukim, in which Hashem seems to be doing things. The Rambam has one suggestion in Mor Nevuchim, but the Ramban points out that what seems to be going on here is really just a reference, Unkelus teaching us to what Chazal say, that Hashem Shechina goes down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu. Hashem Shechina really goes down, that's found in Parshas Vayigash. In Parshas Vayechi, we also find that Hashem Shechina is found in Mitzrayim. Where do we see it in Parshas Vayechi? That Yaakov Avinu is about to pass away. And Yaakov Avinu gathers all of his children around Rosh Hamitah. And Rashi quotes there in Parshas Vayechi, that as he is found, the Shechina, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yedbeis, is there lemala mi Rosh HaCholet, that the Shechina is found on top of Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov is trying to speak to all of his children, to give them brachas, potentially to be Megala Esaket. So says the Or HaChaim, it's his question, we seem to have stiras here. Is the Ribono Shel Olam's Shechina found in Mitzrayim? Or is the Ribono Shel Olam's Shechina not found in Mitzrayim? The Medrash says it's not found in Mitzrayim. Rashi, in Parshas Vayera, that's when Moshe had to leave the city and couldn't daven there. Alternatively, Vanochi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayim, and the Ramban emphasizes, because Baruch Hu is going to be with us even in Galus. That's also a Gemara in Meseches Megillah on Daf Chav Tes, where the Ribono Shel Olam says, whenever you go into Galus, I come with you. In Mitzrayim, I am with you. And similarly, even in Mitzrayim, when Yaakov Avinu is there and Yaakov is sick, the Shechina, the Gemara tells him, Mesechah Shabbos, Daf Yedbeis, is there also. So is the Shechina really in Mitzrayim? Is the Shechina not in Mitzrayim? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we seem to have a little bit of a stira. So the Or HaChaim has two suggestions in terms of whether or not the Shechina is actually found in Galus, whether the Shechina is actually found in Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim, alternatively, is a place void of Shechina. So is it really found there or not? Mahalach number one, says the Or HaChaim, is as follows. In truth, the Ribono Shel Olam Shechina is now found in Mitzrayim. In truth, Hashem Shechina is not there at all. Says the Or HaChaim, it's rather a kivyachal, imo anochi bitzara, that what Ribono Shel Olam is trying to reassure Yaakov Avinu with is something very simple. Yaakov is nervous because Yaakov knows, says the Ramban, that he is about to begin going into Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is nervous. So the Ribono Shel Olam, when he says, Anochi Eirid Echa Mitzrayim, says Yor HaChaim, is not telling him the Shechina is going to be with you, but saying, kivyachal, I too am going to be suffering while you are suffering. Imo anochi bitzara. That you're not going to be alone in experiencing your pain, but Hashem is saying, kivyachal, I'm with you also. But in truth, the Shechina is not actually there. In truth, the Shechina is not present in Mitzrayim at all. So suggests the Or HaChaim in his first answer. However, the Or HaChaim says, I don't think it's actually pshat. And the Yerachayim develops a very, very beautiful and very, very powerful insight that gives us a lot of insight in terms of a variety of Ma'amari Chazal. Says the Yerachayim, I think there's a better answer to the question. Is the Shechina fed in Mitzrayim? Some Midrashim say no and some Midrashim say yes. What's actually going on? So says the Or HaChaim something very, very powerful. The Shechina, on the one hand, is constant. The Ribbono Shel Olam is equally powerful at all times. The presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is equally manifest at all times. However, the way that people experience Shechina, the way that we're able to live and be cognizant and aware of Shechina, the kind of relationship we can have in Shechina very much changes, and there are many, many different dargas of Shechina. So on the one hand, says the Or HaChaim, the Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos, if you have 10 people sitting and learning together, Shechina, Shuri Beinehem. And if you have 2 people sitting and learning together, Shechina, Shuri Beinehem. And we know the Shechina is also found at Maimon Har Sinai. And we know that only when we build a Mishkan with a tremendous amount of Hachanas, Vasuli Mikdash, Vishachanti, Besocham. And says the Or HaChaim, so which is it? Hashem Shechina is always Shorah when 2 Jews learn? Or Hashem Shechina is only Shorah when there's a Mishkan or when there's a Mikdash? What exactly is it? So says the Yerachayim HaKadosh, in fact, there are different madregas of a presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina. There are different levels and different madregas that always take place. The Yerachayim actually tells us what the breakdown is. Says the Yerachayim, Maimon Har Sinai was the most intense form of Asra'as HaShechina. Beneath that is the Beis HaMikdash. Beneath that, the Beis HaMikdash has Asra'as HaShechina. Other than that, below that, is the Asra'as HaShechina, which a Navi experiences when he gets Nevuah. Below that is a Beis Knesset and a Beis Medrash. Below that are when Jews sit and Jews learn Torah. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in fact, what does the Medrash mean when the Medrash says that there is no Shechina Mitzrayim? What the Medrash means is that there were higher forms of Asra'as HaShechina that were missing in Mitzrayim. What was there in Mitzrayim? Only lower forms of Asra'as HaShechina. What wasn't in Mitzrayim and what is in Mitzrayim? Says the Or HaChaim, there was not only in Mitzrayim was there no Asra'as HaShechina of Maimon Har Sinai, not only was there no Asra'as HaShechina of Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan, there was even no Asra'as HaShechina necessary for a Navi to get Nevuah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Vayera had to leave Mitzrayim to be able to have a certain kind of conversation with Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe couldn't have it inside Mitzrayim proper. However, there was a certain kind of Asra'as HaShechina that could be found in Mitzrayim. What form of Asra'as HaShechina could be found in Mitzrayim? So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Lom De Torah. When Lom De Torah are there, regardless of where you are, you can experience a form of Asra'as HaShechina. I would suggest, it's one of the reasons why, before Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, what does he do? He sends Yehuda Goshna. He sends Yehuda to set up a yeshiva there. Because part of what Yaakov may have been hinting at, Al Pi the Or HaChaim, is that even though there won't be the kind of Asra'as HaShechina we have in Eretz Yisrael, and there won't be a Mikdash or a Mishkan, and there may not be the form of Nevuah, but the Talmud Torah, that form of Shechina is always there, even in Mitzrayim. That's something which a person can always have. There are a variety of Bali Machshava that elaborate on this idea in various forms. That maybe there are different dargas of Asra'as HaShechina, some much more intense and some much less intense. The Baal Tanya, as an example, describes that being a difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that Bayis Rishon had an Aron, had Urim V'tumim, and a Shechina that was Shorer there. Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says, didn't have Urim V'tumim, it didn't have the Aron, and the Shechina wasn't Shorer there. Says the Baal Tanya, that's not what the Gemara really means. What the Gemara really means was there was a much more powerful, intense form of Gilui Shechina, which took place in the first Beis HaMikdash, and in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a lower form, a lower kind of intensity that takes place that takes place there. In that sense, stiras between Asra'as HaShechina, says the Or HaChaim, not the first pshat that Hashem Shechina is really not a Mitzrayim, but kivyachol Hashem experiences pain with us, but rather Hashem Shechina is there. And there are always different dargas of Asra'as HaShechina. The most intense form of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but also the most accessible form, that when Jews sit and Jews learn Torah, miyom shecharav Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says in Brachos, so where do you find the Ribbono Shel Olam? Dar amos shahalacha bilvad. A person can find the Ribbono Shel Olam at all times, through the koach of Talmud Torah. I believe they point out, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to look it up, that the Ritva goes out of his way to write that while it's true that the Ribbono Shel Olam was in Mitzrayim, sometimes a person can make the mistake of thinking that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not found in this galus. You could think this galus is too long, this galus is too great. There's no explicit pasuk of Anochi Eredim Chametzraima. There's no explicit Gemara, you find parts of Vayechi, of the Shechina being Shora. There's none of that which you have here. And a person can make the mistake of thinking, maybe in Mitzrayim, maybe in parts of Shmos, in parts of Vayera, maybe there could be a Shaychas, maybe not in our Galus. And says the Ritva, the Gemara Megillah is fairly clear, that whenever Klal Yisrael is in Galus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with them. And even in this Galus, which is very long, even this Galus, which is very difficult, it's important to remember and be cognizant of the fact that wherever we go, the Ribbono Shel Olam is really with us. We should be zocha to experience Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. We should be zocha to experience, if it's all we have, is Talmud Torah, based Medrash and based Hamikta, based Medrash and based Knesses, to experience that form of Asaras Hashchina. And if we are really, really zocha, we should be zocha to experience the most intense form of Asaras Hashchina, that of based Hamikdash, as the Ramban describes, the continuation of Maimon Har Sinai, to experience God's Shechina in a very meaningful way. Guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.